Aristocrats with Derek.
Billy, I can see your balls. Can you put some fucking pants on before you talk to me?
Matt.
Oh, shit. I can't believe how bad this guy is at wrestling.
Steve.
I've gotten into fights with my wife. She'd be like, are you serious right now? And I'd just be like...
And Kevin.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, there's a brown kid with a fucking pressure cooker, and I fear for my legs.
That had so much character.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Inconceivable!
I am sick to death of trying to please you, you fucking kite!
You think I'm some sloppy wet pussy for you to fuck? Is that what you think? You think I'm some sloppy wet pussy for you to fuck?
What would you say you do here?
Hey, where are the white women at?
Hello. Welcome.
Hello, McGuire. A pretend fighter.
See, Aristocrats, aristocratsradio.com is the website. Oh, everything's changed around here. I don't like this. Mm-hmm. Gotta get used to it. I'm Derek Zoes. This is Matthew.
Hidden powers. Secrets. Secrets.
Steven?
Fools! You may have overpowered me with the loss of but one, but now you're...
Oh. Kevin?
Oh, what is he just... What was that?
I don't know.
That was a Ninja Turtles quote.
But he just stopped.
Yeah, for the laugh.
And special guest in studio. I forgot, what did you want me to call you again?
Just call me Brandon.
Brandon?
Just Brandon.
The
just
BBT!
Brandon. Intern Brandon?
Yeah.
Intern.
I'm going to call you Bramden. Sharon, Lois, and Bramden.
He's the intern. Go get us some pizza.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was acidic. So what's going on, guys?
What's going on, guys?
Last week, Kev wasn't here.
I wasn't
here.
Oh,
boy.
And now he's here, and he brought a friend.
I got really sick.
He's multiplied.
Did you?
Yeah.
Bad, huh?
Yeah, but I got better. So I'm here.
Good.
I'm here to entertain you all.
My cells corrected the problem. Yeah. I'm okay now.
Nah, I had, one of those sinus things. And
sucks.
I pretty much just spent like a half hour in the steam room and then on the bike until everything just cleared out of my chest.
We must have had like an orgy at work because everybody always gets sick.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Your entire business got sick.
It's pretty gross. Yeah. Everything right, Dick?
Yep. You sound like you're in the back of the room or
do
something.
Do I?
Hey, you ever see that documentary where Jesse Ventura fought the Intergalactic Bounty Hunter?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
What?
Like the Beastie Boys? No.
Steve and I are no longer the FWF Tag Team Champions.
Where's your soundboard?
But more importantly, Gino Moore rides again.
Rides who? And is there video footage?
A van with very stressed tires.
With very maxed out shocks. Yeah. And struts.
Well, he said on our show that JD had his sound equipment and he would get it back. And sure enough, he did.
He got it back?
He got it
he
back.
He did? Yeah. He did do it.
Yeah.
He didn't dare
do it. So what did he do? He just showed up at a show and he was just give me my shit back.
Intern Brandon was there. You want to break this down for everyone?
I'll tell the story. So right after the show, as soon as the Rowan show ended, we were getting ready to take the ring down. And
Whoa. You didn't take the ring down, did you?
Nah,
I mean, you've been wrestling for like what? How
he doesn't
many
have
years?
5 years in yet, Derek, so...
Oh, like time. Four and a half?
Give him some time in.
All right.
But so we're getting ready to take the ring down. We go outside, and we see Gino Moore sitting outside in his van.
More Gino than Gino.
With his equally as overweight cousin out there with him. But anyway,
where are those struts made from?
Damn. His cousin, who, as he pointed out, on the show, was at one point the owner of NWS.
Oh. Oh, that's that story.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
But yeah, so we're out there, and I go in and I tell JD, I'm like, oh, Gino's outside. He goes out there. They start going back and forth. Gino claims that he has documentation about, you know, the sound system that
he owns. That stuff
is
from like the 80s.
He has receipts from it.
Probably what, from like, what was like a famous, like the Wiz or something like that.
Well, no, he said it on the show. I think he said he bought it at like a flea market or something like that.
Oh my God.
Or like on eBay. I think he bought it off eBay. I heard he bought it off eBay.
And somebody else bought it at a flea market?
No, I'm sure eBay wasn't even invented yet. When he
does
got
it have like tubes and stuff?
But anyway, so JD comes outside. They start going back and forth. And JD goes back in. And he ends up calling the cops. I'm standing out. JD tells me and Eddie to stand outside and keep guard of the trailer so he doesn't go steal anything. But I hear him. He calls the cops. The cops show up, and, you know, JD comes back out. He starts talking to the cops, and the cops basically tell him that, you know, it's his stuff. You know, he has documentation. It's his stuff. You know, you have to give it back. They go inside, and Gino basically leaves with all of our sound equipment.
Wait, is this before or after the show?
It's after the show.
You mean,
well, at least he waited until after the show.
That was nice of him.
But still, it's embarrassing for JD, because even the sponsor, she was pissed off, because not only did the cops show up right after the event, there's kids still in the building, and now she has to write a report. She even told us she has to write a report to the main director that the cops showed up, and it's embarrassing for us. It's embarrassing for her, and I would be surprised if we're allowed back in that building.
I'm just curious. Was Gino's documentation a McDonald's napkin with crayon on it that said "I own speakers"?
You know what this sounds like, Z. McGuire? Sounds like there's a conspiracy.
I was curious of what was in that. It was just a red envelope. I didn't see what was in it.
Left the building.
not only does she have to write a report about that, but also students from the college got arrested for paraphernalia and stuff.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Gino indirectly caused a bunch of kids to get arrested for possession of marijuana. as soon as this is all over, you know, Gino left and JD's inside. We're all taking the ring down.
Gino's
I walk outside
the
and the same cops are out there with three kids up against the wall.
Oh, man.
Like doing wall sits to see like how, you know, how sober they
were.
Oh,
a little
or whatever.
Bonus.
And,
nice.
And they're all about to get arrested.
Little conf bonus there.
You know, apparently with Rowan, if you get caught with any, like if you have possession of anything, you get kicked out of the school.
Done.
BBT, you got a booming voice. Okay. I had to turn you down like so much.
Damn.
Sorry.
It's okay.
He delivers.
Yes, he does.
It's good. It's good. Keep going. You got nothing.
You talk more because it makes us less have to do less work.
You keep talking and I'll look up news.
I don't have anything else.
Oh, I got stuff. Don't worry.
Uh-oh.
But we're talking about this right now.
Oh.
So Gino got his shit back. Good for Gino.
Yeah.
I mean,
if he wanted to be a prick, he could have showed up before bell time.
Yeah.
And been like, hey.
Well, bell time wasn't until like 10 o'clock at night. This was a late
show. Yeah, the show didn't
Did he actually stay? Did he come to the show?
No. He didn't show up till the show was over.
Oh, okay.
So he showed up around midnight with police.
And Princess Leia chained up.
Nice.
But like, what I don't understand is, I was told that he, you know, JD had stored these for 2 years in a storage, whatever, and he never came and picked them up. He even notified him multiple times to come and pick it up, and he never did. So
isn't possession 9/10 of the law?
Did you even know what that means?
I heard that on I Love Lucy once.
Did he have Dapper frozen carbonite?
I don't know what it means. It sounds good, though. It sounds good in JD's defense.
Oh,
sounds like if you have it, it's yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Finders keepers.
Losers suck.
Wow.
Porsche's law.
So now, what is Mr. Smooth doing for sound?
Well, he's
the
got
boombox.
He's got what they used to call on the Jersey Shore a grenade whistle, and he's just going to yell the music through that.
I'll just come in and I'll do acapella if everybody's.
You should get Rockapella to come.
Is a grenade whistle a vuvuzela?
That is a vuvuzela.
Vuvuzela?
Oh yeah, vuvuzela.
Vuvuzela.
Dude, those were so fuck. they started selling them.
Yeah, they were hot for a good minute.
Well, yeah, yeah.
When soccer heated up.
Yeah, I thought there was like bees in the stadium. I'm like, what is that? And they said, no, it's vuvuzelas. And then that year I went to Wildwood.
It's up.
And they were everywhere. Everywhere.
It's vuvuzelas.
Vuvuzelas.
I don't care what it is.
They're not made of chocolate.
Chocolate? By the way, thank you for this chocolate cake.
Of chocolate. You're welcome.
This chocolate cake was so chocolatey and delicious.
Yeah, I brought some of your chocolate cake to split with your son, and you did not give him any.
Well, that's because he got some ice cream cake after dinner.
Mm. Lucky devil.
From Carvel.
Mm. Fudgy.
What kick his ass.
Yeah. Where's that fucking cake?
Hey, speaking of little kids getting beat up.
Great picture.
Anybody hear about the Adrian Peterson situation?
I saw everyone posting pictures of him with a completely different kid.
Yeah.
And he's saying it's such a shame, but I don't know what happened.
Adrian Peterson is the running back for the Minnesota Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
His son got beaten at first. It was near
nice
death.
Picture, Matt.
By
his,
great, right?
By his stepfather, and then eventually the son did die.
Oh.
But the thing was that Adrian Peterson had to take to Twitter to tell people to stop posting pictures of his son because they were posting pictures of the wrong son.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they were posting pictures of Adrian Peterson Jr., who was very much alive.
So Adrian Peterson Jr. showed up at preschool and they were like, what are you doing here?
Now, the thing that interests me about this whole thing is everyone's like, you know, rest in peace, this poor, precious boy, and thoughts and prayers with the Peterson family. I found out this morning that Adrian Peterson, the first time he met this son, the one that died, the first time he ever saw him.
Cock slapped him.
The kid was in the hospital bed dying.
Oh.
That's the first time he'd ever seen this kid.
Oh, so
he got the woman pregnant, was paying for the kid in the whatever, you know, 2 years it was alive.
So cock slapping him would have been really bad.
Big mistake.
Bad timing.
I got to brand this one. But yeah, so I mean, how bad can you really feel if he's just been paying for the kid. It's not like he's...
Yeah, now he doesn't have to.
Yeah, he's probably feels great.
No wonder why he's suited up.
That's got to be a very kind of bittersweet, like, you know, you're looking through your checkbook, you're like... $500 a month richer.
So the kid, the picture of him with the kid that's on the field with like a Viking helmet on, he was handing him a football, is not the right one.
That's his actual son that he likes.
That he knows he has and loves.
And it's so awkward how they deal with this stuff on like the sports talk shows. So I'm watching this morning and the host does this whole, it was a nice, you know, little speech about it. And then they throw it to the girl who's in the stadium. You know, the on-field reporter before the game, and she's like, well, you know, it's a tough situation. There's heavy hearts here, but they're saying that Adrian's going to come out here and play harder than ever, and he's going to go for the rushing record this game because he's that motivated.
And he didn't really like him anyway.
This is fucking awkward. Like, the kid just died. And
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had 12 yards and 30 carries.
Good for him.
I don't know what he had.
Whatever. So he has to, like, pretend that he cared.
Yeah.
Did he run with, like, the kid's first pair of shoes dangling from his fucking face mask?
What?
Wait a minute.
You can't do that. It's a violation of the uniform code. You're fine.
Oh, but you can have pink socks? Please. Kid's
That's
dead.
For breast cancer.
Who cares?
Yo, by the way, today is No Bra Day.
Yeah.
And on the way here, I seen a fucking Chinese Chinaman. A chick walking around with no bra.
A Chinaman chick.
Yeah. A Chinaman chick.
Did she need a bra or no?
I mean, I she probably could have used one. Yeah. But she didn't have one. I've seen her nips.
Didn't you say you saw somebody in the liquor store too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we stopped at a liquor store and there was a woman there with her fucking nips sticking out.
Nips.
I was like, look at them fucking things.
Thanks for letting me
fucking narples.
They were fucking poking. Jesus. Like, they started separating the material a little bit.
Yeah.
You could almost see skin.
Nice. Almost. Poking right through.
I love boobies.
Do you?
I do, actually.
But then, you know, never mind.
What?
Not getting there.
I'm not getting there.
I'm not going there. I'm not getting there. I'm not there.
Yeah, so
Gino
Moore,
man. Did a quick
little
Photoshop. I thought it was amusing.
Gino Moore.
We're a big deal in Tinton Falls.
You are?
Well, yeah. The Dudes, this podcast.
The Dudes.
I showed you guys that earlier.
No.
Well, my girlfriend had sent me a message about a conversation she overheard at the bar she works at.
Yeah.
About guys talking about wrestling and podcasts.
Really?
And then she said she heard one of them say, oh, that's the one the two rude dudes are on.
Hey.
Oh, shit. So that's two listeners that we don't know.
Nice.
That listen.
So hi, whoever you are.
Brings the total to a whopping 6.
Yep.
Excellent.
Well, 5 now because one of them's here.
Oh. Intern Brandon.
So that's it? That's all you guys got?
That's it.
Yep. All right. Wrap up.
Dun.
Hey, like my little Photoshop, Derek.
Oh, I didn't even say.
What is that? Purple juice?
What are you pouring in there?
It's beer.
It should have been a pitcher of Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid. And a big bottle. It's like one of those like.
Well, it's you gotta think about it. Like the camera is like closer to the bottle, so it's like that. You know,
it looks photoshopped to me.
It looks like a conspiracy against black people. They don't drink that much beer.
You should have pieces of fried chicken going in there, and some grape drink.
Purple drink.
I just received a visual.
What?
Of titties?
Is that the fucking...
I got the receipts right here, brother.
I was trying to get that before. It's like a Bigfoot sighting.
Yeah, it's a Bigfoot sighting.
Yeah, that's on par with
get
the
Bigfoot. Is that on
Mike
camera.
Dennis? Is that the one Mike Dennis took?
Get that on the camera, Steve.
I don't know. Eddie just sent it to me.
Can you like put that to our secret, super secret?
Can I send it to you?
Yeah, put it on the super secret Facebook page.
Just put it on the Facebook page. Let's go right to it.
I can't do that.
Well, just so I can put it up on the screen.
Yeah. Can I airdrop it to you?
I don't know.
Wait,
don't know
but before
works.
It goes on the screen,
how it works either.
Before it goes on the screen, can we add like a breaking news thing across the bottom?
Gino Moore spotted. It's real.
Oh my God. So anything else going on while that's in progress?
What's that?
Oh, yeah, the Saints might get their first loss of the
season. Who?
The Saints. The football team of New Orleans.
Oh. I call them Nylons.
I love how Matt took to the Facebook airwaves.
Yeah. What about the Giants? How are they doing?
Oh, they're fucking garbage. Tell them, Steve.
Yeah, they're great.
Where'd you send it, Steve?
Just a text.
Oh, okay.
I'll let you do it. I don't have the Wi-Fi. It won't go.
Is it possible to lose that many games in a row?
Obviously.
Well, with the Lions, didn't they lose an entire season?
It's happened, yeah.
Yeah.
The Giants, did they win yet?
Nope.
And they won't.
Wait, they haven't won at all yet?
Nope.
Like, not once?
The New York football Giants have not won a game yet.
Are you guys really rubbing it in? Like,
I don't even, I don't know what
was that picture? You guys know Owen? Who, Owen 6?
Also, Eli Manning is on par to break the record for most interceptions thrown.
That's terrible.
He ain't gonna
do it.
Yeah, he will.
He's coming through.
He's just do it intentionally. Just
go
for the record.
I tell you what the problem is. His thrown hand's too heavy from all those Super Bowl rings. Right, Steve?
Damn.
Right,
high five.
I tell you what. There's no reason the Giants can't win 10 in a row.
Steve's trying to get signal.
2 weeks ago, one of their players said that they're going to win 12 in a row or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool.
Yeah, the same guy that's not going to be on the team.
We're
going to
win the next
12. Much money.
Nice.
Yeah.
Football.
Did you say fuck balls?
Football.
Oh.
Fuck balls.
Oh.
That's what I'm going to call football from now on. Fuck balls.
Mm. Fuck ball.
That didn't send yet, Steve?
He's trying to get
signal. No, it's your fucking stupid ass cave you're in.
Just plug his phone into your laptop.
The Aristocrat's Cavern.
The Aristocavern.
Yeah.
The Aristocave.
Yeah.
Deep under the earth.
Hidden deep in the ground.
Far away from peering eyes.
Secret societies. The Aristocrats.
A secret society of podcasts. Aristogeist.
The Zeitkrats.
This whole thing is just, that's the new intro. We just recorded it.
Yes.
Everyone just does Jesse.
Yeah. But which, by the way, that is Jesse Ventura. The new.
Ventura.
The new Jesse Ventura. Yeah, he's getting old and decrepit.
The future president or vice president, depending on.
Yeah. I think people would take him more seriously if you fucking cut his hair. Because he just looks like a crazy man.
He does have the little pony nub going right now.
And if he was never a wrestler.
I don't think people really care about that. But he has, like, even if he just cuts it, you know, he's bald, whatever.
Remember, Ronald Reagan was an actor. He was not, like, he got into politics.
He was in Bedtime for Bonzo with a chimp. And then he was
That's
fucking...
That's how AIDS started.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, in Chicago.
Yes. And then he was fucking...
Well,
I'm the governor of Minnesota. Well, I'm the governor of California.
Nancy, Where's my monkey?
And I forgot what I was going to say, McMahon.
And who are you? I want a sports towel.
Oh, man.
Nobody remembers that joke, huh? Yeah.
Right. Are you familiar with what any of this means there, young Brandon?
Nope. Do you know who Ronald Reagan is?
Ronald who? Might as well say George Ronald Washington. Reagan. Might as well say George.
How old are you?
20.
Damn.
Yeah.
Hey, is Ronald Reagan?
I had to sit in the car when they went to the
You don't even remember,
before.
Like, Clinton.
Huh?
You barely remember Clinton.
Barely.
George Clinton? Parliament Funkadelic?
Oh, yeah.
Was Ronald Reagan a Republican or a Democrat?
Republican.
You fucking guessing fool.
He does know.
I'm a history major.
He's Republican, right? Right? You don't know who he is.
Okay, name the three boats that Columbus sailed with.
I don't fucking care.
I don't care.
You better care tomorrow.
It was the Nina, the Pinta, and the USS Fishkiller.
I'm not like busting any balls here. In kindergarten, I don't know if you remember her. I don't know if you ever met her. She's only there for kindergarten. There was a girl whose name was Nina Pinta Santa Maria.
Oh, she was humongous.
Oh, she was as big as all three boats, huh?
Yes.
It was kindergarten. I don't remember her being fat.
She had two boats for feet.
Two boats.
And a big Mayflower for her back.
Well, that was her name.
Did the send picture send or what?
No. This is terrible.
God.
Dude, just like dock your phones or something, and
dock our penises.
Yeah, you guys can't just Bluetooth it.
There has to be. We both have fucking iPhones. There has
to
be. No,
I don't. You don't have Verizon. I have Verizon.
There still has to be a way we could just.
You lack of signal. Kev has no issues with reception down here, really.
Oh, yeah, it's gotten better
like
recently,
two bars right
but
now.
You know, I also I gotta get this thing on my phone. It's just, you know.
Constance?
I got the upgrade. It was nice.
What's that?
Yeah, the iOS 7.9.
The upgrade?
Hate it.
Plus, I think I gave you the Wi-Fi password.
I'm going to get AIDS of your fucking colitis.
Oh, man. I don't even have the Wi-Fi password.
You have it, don't you?
What? No.
Yeah,
he's just throwing me into the bus here. He's trying to make me look like a bad guy.
Let me see where your LE fucking thing would be.
All right, hold on. Let me just go ahead and...
Yeah.
I don't have an LTE thing.
You know what's weird? My 4S was only 3G. 3G worked great. I got this LTE now, yeah. And when it goes down to 3G, nothing.
Really?
Yeah. 3G sucks.
Huh.
On my phone.
It should work better because there's nobody on it.
Well, it is. It's a slower.
Doesn't matter. He still should be able to get signal better with the 3G.
Nah, like 3G sucks. Like my fucking Slacker
won't
play.
It is slower, but it would be better than no signal is what I'm saying.
Like before.
If you disabled your 4G radio on there, then you should be able to get decent signal with your 3G and not have to worry about it.
Yeah, no. Right now, like if I'm playing Slacker and it drops to 3G, like it fucking won't load the song.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's probably also like the phone switching from LTE to 3G.
Yeah, it drops
the
signal.
It should be 4G, right?
What?
You should go to 4G, not 3G.
No, you would go, because it's like...
Because I have 4G and LTE.
So I've never seen it go to 4G. LTE and then it drops to 3G.
Huh.
Yeah, so it's probably just wrapped up into one thing.
Then.
Yeah.
But I get the LTE, the 4G, and I get a couple other things.
I get E.
HSPA.
Yo, getting back to Gino. Imagine imagine when he got his receipts, he pulled them out from under his wig.
right
under here, brother.
I know I got them around here somewhere.
Oh, that's my iron skillet receipt. Sorry, brother.
They're tucked somewhere in his sweats.
Can you imagine what they fucking smell like?
Under his wig. Sewing needle?
The immediate scent I think of is urine. It probably smells like urine.
Oh, my.
Or maybe not. Maybe it smelled great. Maybe it smelled like
where you going, Steve?
Sparkling water. I don't know.
He's trying to get signal
He's
by holding
wrecking
his
the
phone
place.
Next to the pure wind in the door. And so let's just wait for Steve to get signal.
Summer wind came blowing in. So as we're at the engagement party, my cousin's engagement party was last night, and the Middletown North class of 1993 reunion.
Oh my!
Was going
Ooh.
On. So that was a
Wow, that was even before I went there.
It's true.
There was a...
When did we go? 95 to 99.
At one point, there was just this flood of older people that came into our set, because it was in Jocks, which is broken up into the separate halls, and they all just came into our side and started taking pictures and dancing.
Bunch of damn 38-year-olds.
They're like, the music's so much better over here.
Well, so I
just tried to see how many like pictures I could just drop into as they're trying to take them.
You're a photo bomber.
I was, dude. I was everywhere.
Went through. And I also got a photo of his equally sized cousin.
Ooh,
his equally sized. Well, he's a 50% partner, so he's got to be equally sized, right?
There's nothing 50% about Gino.
Wait, yes?
His hair. Real hair.
His hairline. Wow.
The funny, probably the funniest part about that was, well, when the cops were there, they, like when JD went inside, there was three cops outside. Two of them went inside with JD to go get the speakers, while Gino stayed outside. And well, one cop out there before the other two went in, were just like, "All right, you know, you stay outside. You know, keep an eye on him just in case they run away or run off." I'm like, where the fuck are they gonna go? Like, what?
Wait, the two cops
that were going inside with JD were told the other cop, was like, you know, keep an eye on him, pointing towards Gino, like, don't let him run off anywhere. I'm like,
no, they have his property. Careful, he doesn't run away without it.
Incredible. There he is, Gino. Gino more than meets the eye.
You got the picture?
Oh, I got it, finally. What, does he have a gas can?
No, that's like paperwork.
That's
or something.
That red folder. That's his paper. That's the documentation.
The magical.
Why does he look like a hybrid of Michael Moore and Mick Foley? He does.
I still go with he looks like a Yeti.
Kind of.
Yeti.
The Yeti. He really does. He's got like Mick Foley sneakers and pants. And he's
That's all the poor guy can fit.
He's got Michael Moore's coat and hair.
That's like one of the two times that he got out of the van. Most of the time he was just kind of just sitting there while the cops came up to the van to talk to him because he didn't want to get up.
Now, my grandparents have a very similar, if not the same, conversion van that Gino has, and I recently came to work with it, and Kevin was just like, oh, shit. Gino's here and he's coming for his speakers.
Well, he might have been there for new cables for the speaking.
Yes.
Which he still does not have.
Of course not.
Yeah, he got the meat. He didn't need the bones.
Yeah. That's right.
Hey, Steve, your cabs look very tan.
Tan cabs.
Uh-oh.
All right. Whoa!
That is going to fucking reek.
You better believe it.
Blast radius.
Dude.
Yeah.
You are fucking nasty.
Oh, no!
And there it is.
Dude! Dude!
That's not right.
Get your broccoli ass out of here. Oh, nasty.
Broccoli ass.
Oh, you fucking dirty.
Smells
dog.
Bad.
Breathing through the mouth.
Smells bad.
Don't breathe through the mouth. It's going to go in your system.
Stanko. Oh, no.
Steve, your fart just fucked up the show. What is that? What was that?
It's somebody's cell phone. Oh, it stinks bad.
The board's about to melt.
Steve, don't fart next to equipment next time.
Wow.
No.
You guys are exaggerating.
You smell like her?
Oh, yeah. It smells like you shit your pants.
May I have?
It smells like you took a huge shit. And it stinks. It stinks like shit in here, McMahon.
I'm the governor of fart and soda.
Oh, it smells so bad. It's so bad.
It's okay.
No, it's bad.
No, it's good.
Did you get the picture up yet? I'm trying to get there.
I got it.
You got it? You good?
Well, I'm doing something to it.
Are you uncomfortable with that smell?
I'm breathing through my mouth most of the time, so
right. It's pretty bad.
It's gonna rot your teeth quicker than this dip.
I'm not happy.
It's rather unpleasant.
I'm not happy. I'm not having a good time.
Sucks.
Wow.
Sucks.
That's broccoli.
It smells like duty.
He's farting broccoli.
Was it loud or was it nice?
It was loud. It smells bad.
I wish I had the mic up to it. At least we could have gotten something out of it for the show.
It didn't.
You can definitely hear it.
Yeah. It didn't smell.
You could hear it through the mics.
It didn't smell. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
Wasn't me. Totally derailed the show.
Let's see what we got.
So where's his picture?
We're waiting for him.
All right, I got it here.
Got it. What'd you do?
Oh my god, it smells so bad.
Stink.
There we go.
There it is.
There it is. I want to believe.
Never forget.
Yes. Can I put that on the Facebook?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need all yes.
No.
Oh, sorry, guys.
His clothes are really? So okay, bad. Okay.
Well, I mean, he did lose a little weight.
He did.
Yeah.
He definitely did.
Yeah. Have you ever seen
he can
him
still see the Bluetooth in his ear.
Yes. Has he ever taken that out? Does he sleep with it?
I think it's part of his wig.
I think his wig just got tangled up in it and he just can't take it out.
No, that's what this clips the wig to his head.
Yeah.
Does anybody even use them besides him?
My grandfather.
I'm just kidding, Gino. You're a great guy.
I don't have a problem with you.
Great as in large.
His tactics are weird.
Start running shows and pay me.
Running?
Start operating shows at a brisk pace.
Start booking a lot of buildings.
It's clutch that if you breathe in Steve's farts, you get lung cancer.
Pretty much.
And then you're going to do like a Breaking Bad gimmick, so we don't want to do that.
Carcinogenic ass.
Oh, my God.
Easy. Wasn't Clutch saying he can come this week?
Yes.
See, I give people the open invite, but they still want me to like call them up and be like, hey, please come.
Yeah, that's weird.
I need a handwritten invitation.
Yeah.
To show up.
You want it engraved in stone, McMahon?
It's the 2000s. Who
in
calls
stone?
Anybody?
Yes.
I don't even like texting people anymore.
I know. I don't even like contacting people in any way.
I was surprised you contacted me to go to yesterday's.
That's
I was
right.
sleeping both times. But
yes.
And then I can't text you back in the morning because I know you're going to be sleeping until.
Oh, I don't care.
In the words of a great philosopher, I guess my invite got shoved in a gargoyle's mouth.
It wasn't my party to invite you to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait, what party?
It wasn't a party at all, actually.
I was just hanging out at Yester Kids.
Was it a sweet movie
They
party?
All went to Yester Kids, Kevin, and then they went to Dublin House.
Ah, fuck.
Big
Breaster Kids. We did go to Dublin House.
I know you went to Dublin House.
For a hot minute.
Oh, hey, you get all fucked up, man?
Because J-Daw fucking checked in there, and I was like, those motherfuckers.
No, I was
I'm sitting
out.
Here and I could have fucking boozed.
I was hanging out with a coworker, his girlfriend, Ken from Yestercades, and that really short guy that you took the picture of in Red Bank, Spiro.
Shy guy?
Our good friend Shy Guy Spiro, yeah.
Look, I took it down after you said you knew the guy, but I just thought it was hilarious.
It is hilarious.
That a really short guy was wearing a Mario shirt with the green mushroom when that's not the one that makes you big.
No. You should have had the other one.
he's
now,
a funny
now
guy.
Steve, you said you were bored all Saturday. I didn't get any phone calls or texts or iMessages.
I put it out there on the FB.
Didn't see it.
I made it FB official that I was bored.
FB official.
You just said you don't like phone calls or texts.
I sound way manlier than that, Matt.
FB official.
That's you no more.
Yeah, you could have called me. I could have went out with you and got blackout drunk again.
Mm-hmm.
And drove you home,
mm-hmm.
I guess. Assuming.
I don't think Kevin knows about that.
I heard.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
Where Derek got so wasted and Kevin, then he started giving me more alcohol. And then he didn't even remember driving me home or coming home.
Or eating a sandwich.
Yeah, these two responsible adults decided to drink and drive together.
Yeah.
Yes. I didn't even know. I thought he cooled off from drinking so he could sober up. He kept feeding. He would buy a beer and then make me finish it.
Well, I drink a little bit, but I seem to remember doing
These
that.
Two beloved fathers decided to go drunk driving together?
Yes. And then I woke up and there was one of these tables around here and there was just like a devoured turkey club. And I had like 5 Tootsie Pops in my pocket. I'm like, I don't remember. Yeah. That's what happens when you don't eat but you drink. Speaking of lollipops, Plymouth Lollipop Man quits in row over, hang on, a Lollipop Man. Oh, this is, I guess they call them lollipop men, the crossing guards.
Gotcha.
Because it looks like a big, I get it.
Who calls them that?
So, sort of.
Well,
is this another country?
He was being threatened with suspension.
Sounds like a British thing.
Oh, yeah, where they're hanging him from.
Oh,
find me, Brandon Kirk.
Shit, yeah.
It must be, because it says place an advert up top. The Herald.
Okay.
He was being threatened with suspension, but he decided to quit. What do you think he did with these kids that was so outrageous?
Oh, man.
What do you think he did? 65-year-old man who worked at the school for 4.5 years, quit his job after being told by Plymouth City Council he would be suspended for 4 weeks following safety concerns.
Right, I think I got it. He painted the tip of his penis red, and he would pull it out when he would walk kids across the street, and he would say, "Here, you can hold your own little stop sign."
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
You can hold your own little stop sign.
4 weeks suspension for that?
Yeah.
This is overseas.
So. They're a little lax over there with the pedophilia.
He wouldn't cross them across the road until they flashed your penises at him.
Wow. Like so we got two penises in here.
I like that.
When I think of bad crossing guards, I'm always reminded of Dirty Work, where the crossing guard's grabbing the little kid's asses. So that the childhood version of Norm MacDonald puts glue in his ass. Yes. So when he grabs it, his hand sticks. And he's like, "Hey, everybody, look, this crossing guard's grabbing kids' asses."
Hey, look at this.
Intern Brandon?
You have to guess, too.
You got to guess. What did the crossing guard do?
I don't know.
You weren't paying attention, were you?
I was, but I have no idea.
Answer the question, you big bitch.
You're just supposed to say something funny.
Why did a
crossing guard? Trying to think of something.
What did the crossing guard do to make him quit? But he was going to be suspended for 4 weeks.
I honestly have no idea.
What would you do?
Make up something.
Suspended for 4 weeks. Take little kids.
Just say something
funny. What did you say?
Just say fucking kid or something. All right, you know what? Take the camera off.
Somebody doesn't know how to play the game.
Record scratch.
Just make something up.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
It doesn't have to be funny.
I'm going to have to rename this.
Hold on real quick, Brandon. Don't answer the question again and go.
Okay.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be serious.
You've got the...
Wow.
It's you.
He's hitting it from all ends.
He was high-fiving kids.
What?
He was high-fiving them.
But I know crossing guards who did that, and they never got in trouble because there's nothing wrong with it.
Better watch out. A spokesperson at the council accepted that the school crossing patrols could be friendly, but said that their full attention must be on the road and they must watch traffic closely at all times.
Hold on. Hold on a second. So he was like, just like, chilling and like walking around, like was he like high fiving? Like he's running down the aisle.
As the kids
were like, no, because I literally, as a kid, would see a crossing guard like standing there with the sign up and his hand out, and each kid would walk by and high five.
I'm assuming he did something like that.
That's perfectly fine.
I guess because he's like watching the kids high five him.
No, you don't do that. You just look straight forward like you're a freaking guard at the fucking
palace.
Yeah.
Guard.
Yeah.
How did they come up with 4 weeks? Like, how is that an appropriate punishment for high-fiving kids?
Well, a month.
He needed a vacation.
4 weeks.
Or did he?
Well, let's say how many kids he high-fived.
Is this a part of a bigger conspiracy?
Maybe it's like a week per count?
Maybe.
I am the crossing guard of Minnesota.
The entire state, huh?
And you've never had this gimmick, McMahon.
Unbelievable.
He said, "I really enjoyed the job. I had been doing it for more than 4 years without a single incident. When I got the job, they told me to make contact with the kids and be friendly."
Make contact.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I think that's more questionable. Yeah, that's more questionable than
I've made contact with the children.
What kind of contact? High-fiving or, ass-fiving?
But then they changed their minds, and I stopped high-fiving them early in the year because they told me to stop. They also said I was going out into the road without looking properly.
Wow.
Guess how many commented?
Somebody's just like, bah, bah, bah.
Somebody commented on the Gino Moore post already, and it says, "It's still alive."
Oh, man.
Was that Rick Ratchet?
I love the graininess of the picture.
That makes it all the better.
Yeah, it really does.
Did you see the little collage that Joey Janela made of Gino on Facebook?
No. There's only like two pictures of him in existence.
Now Joey made a collage of Gino.
When we interviewed him, I could only find one picture of him. It was that dumb picture we had on the whole time. So this guy got...
Well, there's a lot of pictures of Gino that are out there. Most of them are... when he would walk through the curtain right away and he would be holding a microphone, which worked out great because when there was the story about his sex tape out, everyone would just shop dildos in instead of microphones. So it'd just be so there's just dozens of pictures of Gino with a purple dildo in his hand.
Purple. Gotta be purple.
Gotta be purple. It's the gimmick, bro. Purple bomber.
That, getting back to this story.
What, about Gino and the porno?
No. About the crossing guard.
Can we just pull the audio from the old show and rerun it?
Yeah.
By the way, Derek, in the background, the Gino Moore pic, it on the camera, it kind of has like that the Obama Hope poster look to it. It's got like the white and like blue kind of like scratchiness to it. Makes it look even more epic.
Think so?
Yeah.
I think that's an obvious skillet menu. Why do his feet look round?
They are round.
You mean his hooves?
Because he's wearing like a size 6 triple E shoe. So it's like as wide as it is long. It's like, you know, like little kid sneakers. Little stunted version of a regular shoe. That's what Gino's got on, but in human size.
I love the story that was brought up about him in Union, about how he would... You'd go back from your match and ask Gino how it was, and you knew full well that he didn't watch it because it was like... You know, a locker room far away from the fucking curtain. He wasn't moving. And then he would yell at you for going fucking too short or too long.
Yeah, that's all he knew. Yeah. Stick to the times, guys.
You heard that story, right?
Oh, yeah. Love Gino.
Whoops.
Well, there were times where I would go out and he'd be like, I'm going to be watching tonight. And then I'd come back and be like, what'd you think? And he'd be like, I didn't get to see it.
I was lying.
The crowd sounded great, though.
But the crowd sounded into it. The finish had a good payoff. I'm sure it was fine.
My aching ass, brother.
You shorted the fans.
I'd rather go too short than too long.
Damn.
We want another story?
Yes.
No.
I was just rewatching a match I had with Rary Mars. With Cannonball, and Gino had to get involved in the mic, and he totally was flustered, and he's like, oh yeah, and the champion, he's gonna get his rematch in Brick, and it was like 2 hour ride away, so no one even reacted to that, and he just goes, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Wait, did he say oh yeah while breaking through a wall?
Oh shit.
Yeah, it's Kool-Aid Man.
Right? Yes, yes, it is.
I love Kool-Aid.
Oh yeah, because
you know he was big and round and sweaty.
Yeah,
yeah. Uh
huh.
Yeah.
Okay, so scientists in Belgium.
I love that. They make chocolate.
They do. They have worked for 7 years to prove a theory that
that planes were composited in the 9/11 news footage.
Yes, okay. That's true. But also that eating this.
Oh.
Will.
We can guess again? Pay attention, Kirk.
Yes. Okay. Eating this can boost a man's bedroom performance for up to 6 hours.
Chocolate.
Chocolate?
Pizza.
I feel like it should be like something that I'll up for a serious answer here. I'm not even going
okay,
for the
yeah,
joke.
Yeah, of course.
Red meat. If you eat red meat, it can up your testosterone. And,
yeah, I think so.
There you go.
Wait. I just want to clarify mine. Not pizza. A pizza roll.
Wow.
Can I update mine too?
Sure.
Fudge.
Oh.
All right. I want to amend my answer too.
Okay.
Elk.
Oh, nice.
Elk.
BBT? Weren't listening?
You said pizza roll?
A pizza roll.
I'll say calzone.
Calzone?
Damn.
Nice.
Well, Steve actually had it at first, and then Matt had it. Chocolate. Chocolate.
Why?
Am I saying that right?
Did you get this story on purpose?
Yes. Chocolate.
Well, wait, what was it?
Chocolate?
Yeah.
Scientists say that it's because of the natural antioxidants found in cocoa, promote blood flow to vital areas.
They mean like, though.
Yeah.
The ding-dong.
Wait, so does Yoo-Hoo count?
I would assume so, yeah.
The pecker.
How about the chocolate silk?
Schlong.
Mm. I like silk.
Or chocolate almond milk.
Dinger.
Mm. No, that doesn't make your penis harder. It makes your boob.
So wait, do you have to stick your penis in the chocolate?
The man meat.
No, you just have to eat it.
You stir it.
British.
Can you put it in your butthole like an enema?
I mean, you can do whatever you want.
Whacker. Chocolate or chocolate cake?
See, if you take like an M&M and shove it like in your butthole like an enema.
An M&M-ina?
Like an M&M-ina? Yeah, an M&M-ina. That's the title of the show.
M&M-ina.
Don't even try.
There we go.
M&M-ina.
Let me write that down.
It seems like it's closest to your penis. That would react quicker.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because if you... Well, isn't true that if like drugs get like in your ass, you'll get... Like a high quicker or something like that?
Well, I mean, there's the new trend of butt chugging where people pour alcohol on their ass because it gets to your bloodstream quicker.
Butt chugging.
Yeah.
I know people that have died like on college campuses
for butt chugging.
The thing...
during pledging, shit like that.
I heard about girls would soak tampons in like vodka or rum or anything like that and then stick that in their ass.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind eating that puss.
Get nice and fucked up.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we go back to how funny the term tallywhacker is?
That is pretty funny.
Like, who's the guy who's like, yeah, I'm going to, my tallywhack. Yeah, right? High five me, Brandon Carrick. Tallywhackers.
So what happened? Yeah, so she had her hand right on my tallywhacker.
Where does tallywhacker originate from?
I'm guessing England.
It's got to be some guy.
I think it's Scottish.
We're making out hot and heavy, and I just rubbed my tallywhacker against her leg, and she knew we were ready to go.
There must have been some guy like a last name Tally, and he liked to whack it a lot, and so they just started calling it the tallywhacker.
Or maybe tally was slang for vagina.
Could have been.
And whacker was the penis. It's the tallywhacker.
So you're whacking that
I was always a big fan of womb broom.
Yeah, the Mediterranean womb broom.
Yeah.
I just like see, that sounds more like cock.
Okay.
Womb broom sounds more like a home like abortion device.
Yes.
Cleaning out that womb.
Yeah, the womb
Bob's back alley abortion clinic. You rape we scrape.
See this?
Yeah.
Womb broom.
Womb broom.
Like straight up elbow?
Yeah.
To the stomach or vagina?
You wait for that thing to bubble up and just drop it right in the belly button.
Dusty elbow.
Bubble up.
Baby comes shooting out of the box.
Yeah. Imagine just spreading a chick's legs open and just fucking doing a Benoit headbutt off her bed right into her puss. Just a fucking border.
You got to have a laundry basket waiting to catch whatever comes out.
A laundry basket.
Actually, I'd be a fan of the DiBiase punch.
Yeah.
A little dusty elbow.
Yeah. Yep. Get a fucking polka dot elbow pad.
Or Kirk's new finisher, the BBT.
I'm just going to change my name to BBT.
There you go.
Might as well. Come out of banana suit.
How we'll stop. Once you accept it. I'm like, that's not funny anymore.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, you already chanted during my matches, so what the
I did.
Fuck
I did.
Doesn't matter.
On Union, he's wrestling Cannonball, and you hear me going, BBT. Of course, I'm chanting by myself, because no one knows what the fuck I'm talking about. And I just see Kirk roll his eyes. He's like, ugh.
Inside, he's crying.
Sorry. Inside and in the locker room after the show.
And he's like, oh shit, I'm just sitting with my shirt on. I'm just in my trunk.
My trunkies.
Christ.
So Cannonball has become incredibly entertaining as a wrestler.
Awesome.
Oh, watch. He came out to the ring with a bottle of baby oil and just started pouring it all over himself.
That's awesome.
It was hilarious.
Hakan.
What?
Gross. I wrestled him twice this weekend. It was awesome.
Yeah. With the baby oil.
We love Cannonball.
That's it.
That was awkward.
Yeah.
Nobody agreed there. Really
he still owes us some vegan food.
He does.
Yes, he owes us a lot of stuff.
Yeah, speaking of Cannonball, the RTF3.
It's in a few weeks.
Yeah.
It's fast approaching.
More cards have been announced. More brands have been announced. Was it ridethefury.bigcartel.com?
Big Cartel. Mm-hmm. Am I still doing music for that?
Yeah,
you better be.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you found anybody else.
No, you're the best in the business.
RideTheFury.BigCartel.com.
What was your nickname that you came up with that was like associated with Doc?
It's just Shock with no K.
Yeah, right.
It's with no K. It's S-H-O-C.
That's clever. Yes. RideTheFury.BigCartel.com.
Sound advice with Shock.
Yeah.
Can you like creepily rub me down and crack my back?
Yeah, well, whenever I do the music, I always walk around with my glasses real low on my nose, and I always like look down my nose at everybody.
Give advice on how people should do their
and after
finish,
every
that
match,
finish was terrible.
After
you,
every
you
match, you should
that.
Just hit the chicken dance song, please.
Who does the music when I'm not there?
Al.
Okay.
Al.
I swear, every show I give him my new music, and he still never plays
Alvin
it.
Alvin Lacoste.
Didn't Tim McGay do that last time?
He cuts what? The music's too short.
Didn't Tim McGay do the sound the first time? I was outside the whole time.
He didn't cut it at all.
For what, RTF?
Yeah,
or?
I'm pretty sure Tim McGay did it.
Yeah,
Steve, what about Brick when we did our entrance and Al never stopped the music?
Yeah, for like an hour.
Like, I literally had to get on the microphone and be like, hey, you want to play our opponent's music now? That'd be great.
Yeah, then yesterday
he was into it.
And he's like, oh, right.
Whoops. No, he stops the music and goes right into the next one. I like when music gets faded out. You fade that out and wait a couple seconds. Hit that next one.
Yesterday, after my match with Cannibal, he came out to one music, and then after the match left to a completely different music.
Awesome. I've done that before by accident, because I played the wrong music for them when they went out, and I was just like, you know, nobody's going to remember what they came out. I'll just use the right music when they leave.
It's like a Mankind thing.
Pretty much, yeah. That was actually interesting, though.
Yeah.
Oh, you took Gino away.
Goodbye, Gino.
Oh, why'd I do
G
that?
No more.
Hey, actually, and the Brick Show, too, when right the party came out, there's a 45-second intro to House of to Jump Around.
That's
House
what
of Pain.
They came out to.
And, but, the 45-second intro is, the track before. So it's one track. One is, a 45-second intro that leads into Jump Around, which is track two. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he plays this, and they agreed that they would, because they didn't have their own music, they agreed that they would come out to Jump Around. And then this weird thing starts playing, and they didn't know what to do. But then somewhere around a minute, the actual song kicks in.
Why don't they come out to, Party in the USA?
That would be
awesome. It would be playing Twist from Korn and then goes into the next song.
Yeah. RideTheFury.BigCartel.com.
And Derek said he'd go to this one, by the way.
Yeah. Where is it at?
Lying.
Sayreville, New Jersey.
That's pretty
minutes,
close.
It's 20 minutes away.
What?
It's actually, just as far away
as
the other
that.
Place.
What's in Sayreville?
I'm just saying that. So when he shows up, it's a little bit farther. It's actually right outside Sayreville.
It's in Keyport.
Middlesex, New Jersey.
It's Keyport. RideTheFury.BigCartel.com.
Big Cartel.
I just had a fart brewing one away.
Oh, for Christ.
BigCartwheel.com.
Are we going out after this, by the way?
Oh, God.
Nope. Walking Dead. Sorry.
You can DVR it, you pussy.
I am DVRing it.
We didn't even hit an hour.
About.
Why are you cutting
we
short?
We were late. We only did 50 minutes.
No, look. This is the controlling Derek here today. He's cutting it short because Walking Dead's on.
We gotta hurry up and get out of here.
Guess what? We're going to cut this short.
Promoter needs time in the main event, so jump at the bell.
Rolling crap.
This is the best show we've had in a while.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kev. Yeah. And Kirk. You too, man.
Thank you.
Thank you, BBT, for coming. You want to come back on Thursday? Say yes.
The BBT would cheese.
Into the microphone.
You're not allowed to change your clothes, though.
Yes.
I can't change my clothes?
Nope.
Well, he can fill in for me because I'm not going to be here Thursday.
Oh,
why?
Damn.
Why, let's just say that sometimes you have a female in your life and she starts panicking about silly things.
Oh,
okay.
No.
So,
I think that sounds like a conspiracy. McHavoc.
That also means a couple people might need a ride on Thursday.
Uh-oh.
You might have to drive us home, Matt.
Whatever.
Nah, what are you going to do? All right, well, we'll see you on Thursday. Peace.